Blog Talk Radio.
In a sight, matter glad Monday, and fighting this lousy cold. That makes me mad. Mm. It's getting better, though.
That's
better,
good.
Getting better. Just took the oil of oregano. I got some elderberry.
Oh, elderberry
drops. And it helped to break up a lot of congestion in the throat, you know.
It definitely does. I used
all
the
right,
oil.
All right,
I'm sorry.
What?
And I said I used my oil of oregano at home today because it's really cold out, too. I don't want to catch a cold.
Oh, that oil of oregano is very good to inhale it.
Yeah, I know. Made me
it
sneeze.
Helps
to
clear
my
up your passages and everything.
Yeah, so I could smell things better. Ooh.
All right, anything that you're mad about or glad about, you want to talk about it, 213-816-1650. And
I'm
not
mad.
Too happy with the banks right now.
No, me too.
Holding up my what little funds
money
I got.
Exactly.
So hopefully they'll get straightened out.
They will. They're kind of slow with, you know, everything. They don't want you to get fraudulently taking things away because a lot of fraud goes on, you know, so they want to
I don't think my lawyer is a fraud.
Not that. Well, it can't be as bad
they
as
told
mine
me today.
Say.
They told me today the check is good. That's not the problem. The problem is the other bank.
Yeah.
Putting it through.
Huh? Why aren't they not putting it through?
So I don't know.
That's weird.
But they gave me a deadline. It has to be through by a certain date, so.
Yeah.
Or before.
I guess that's their bank.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, man? It's not my fault.
Just got to wait. No, it's not your fault. Just got to wait.
Well, people are going to have to wait for their money like I'm going to have to wait.
That's right.
That's all.
You can't do anything more than that. Now, as
all right,
today,
Inner Sight, Man of Glad, brought to you by the Big East. Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady. Big East, Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. Stop in Akita. Great, great dog. And I heard a story today, since we're on the Akita Rescue, which is the Japanese dog. Story in the news today about Japan, who launched a company on the moon.
No way.
What
yet.
They're selling, I have no idea. But I don't know. To me, that sounds so stupid. They can't even take care of an environmental company, I think it was. They can't even take care of the Earth.
Now they're going on the moon?
Now they're going to operate
from the
moon?
Well, they're going to build a space station up there. And then...
Who knows?
No, they
gonna
said
build?
That. Yeah, they said that. And I'm like, you're not even getting past a certain point so you could go to Mars. Is that what your dealio is? But if they turn and go, you can't go really outside because it's so below freezing, it's not funny, on the other side of the moon that's not facing the sun. You know?
I'll tell you, people ask for trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's my estimation of the whole thing.
Oh, Mother Nature don't like this at all.
People looking for trouble.
Oh, yeah.
When they do stuff like that.
Yep.
You can't take care of one thing, they jump to another thing. You know? Makes it worse.
Yeah, it does.
But
they think it makes it better,
yeah,
but it doesn't.
Everything's about money.
That's true.
All right, Matt Aglad, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the children who perished at the hands of evildoers. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you. And we're brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, and medical for your animal. Speak to Gary. 631-484-3085. Nobody Starves on Long Island is the name of the program. All right, around the world, Kennedy Realty on the Matt Aglad. Kennedy Realty. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Thank you, Mr. Kennedy, for being part of Inner Sight.
Oh, yeah, he's a cool guy.
And I want to thank my good friend, Olga Murray, who I spoke with today, who is helping to try to bring about a day for Milton.
That's a great thing.
In the town of Islip.
That's nice. If you could do it.
So we'll keep you posted on that.
Yeah.
And Milton deserves a day.
I would do one in my town, too, because I happen to know the town, clerk there. So I'm going to see if...
You got to call them up.
Yeah.
Talk to them.
Yeah, I like going down there. They see me face to face.
Tell them they don't have
sometimes.
To spend any money to do this.
Exactly. It's just a day for a guide dog that perished without any cause, real cause.
A day for Milton.
Yeah.
It's not about bashing anybody. It's about honoring Milton.
It's about honoring a dog that didn't get the chance to help its owner, you know?
Tell them we'll send, if they're interested, we can send them an overview.
The packet, yeah. Okay.
They want to know more.
I'll let them speak with Olga. She'll be good at it.
Remind them, what happened to Milton and all that.
That's terrible, no matter what. All
right,
Inner
Sight. Around the world, and let's see, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, my good friends Tom and Michelle. Shelby's Kitchen. There's some great food over there. 631-286-0444. 286-0444, Shelby's Kitchen. And when you're over there, you'll notice pictures of Milton, the guide dog. So we urge you to contact District Attorney Mendez, Spencer Mendez, and urge him to push for the maximum punishment for those who took Milton's life. Mendez's number is 631-853-4104. 853-4104. Spencer Mendez, the district attorney handling the case in Suffolk County.
Oh, yeah.
All right, around the world, Inner Sight. Brought to you by the Third Eye Insight. I want to have fun, stay in shape. Call my buddy Fernandez, Devin. Third Eye Insight. 631-554-3464. That's 554-3464. And learn how to protect yourself and stay in shape. I want to thank my friends Audra and David Ross, attorneys. out of New York City. And they've helped Intersight over the years.
Mm-hmm.
David's mom passed away. We honor Eleanor. And if you need a good lawyer, negligence, hope you never need one, but if you do, 212-245-1020. 245-1020. David and Audra Ross. Tell them you heard about it on Intersight. And Intersight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. Trying to make a difference and straighten out the system that plagues millions of people every day.
And so it does.
All right, especially the stupid nursing homes.
Oh, God.
Don't forget, Wednesday night is our nursing home show.
Yes, it's up to...
Join us.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday night. And we had a theme for this week. Something to do with the... with the money. I forget the exact... You remember it?
No, I've been a little occupied today.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
I don't
know
what this thing is. Yes. Well,
all right. Hopefully we're going to try to have... We've been trying to have a guest call in for the last few weeks. I don't know... if
there's
we can
a long
get
story.
This person.
We'll get her. I'll remind her.
So we'll see what happens. Someone who works in a nursing home.
Yeah, and what they're changing things to are crazy.
All right. I think we ought to talk about the increase in Social Security, most of which is going to go to the
going
nursing
back.
Homes.
Or go back straight to Social Security because they would have paid too much. You watch and see.
Going to go what?
He'll go right back to Social Security because they'll say, oh, you have an overpayment. Oh, you have this, you don't get it, you know. Crazy.
No. I'm talking about the nursing home. It's not going to go back. They're going to take it.
Oh, yeah, of course they are. Yeah.
They can get away with it. They're going to take it.
That's right. Which is sad in and of itself.
All right, Intersight brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. We thank them for their support and all who believe in freedom. All right, on Intersight Live. What they said? Oh, they said something on the news tonight.
Yeah.
That guy's name, Musk.
Oh, Elon Musk, yeah.
Yeah. He's no longer the richest man in the world.
Who beat him out?
Some guy took him over. I don't know. These are all foreign
names. He
won't
names. Be happy about that. Yeah, right? He's definitely not going to be happy with that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's still pretty well off, but...
Oh, yeah. He doesn't have to do anything. He did. That's why he's playing with Twitter right now.
He raised the subscription, they said, on Twitter.
Yeah, I know. I had a subscription, Twitter Blue. I don't know what he did with it, but, well, hopefully it's not going to be anything that extreme.
Both be $11 a month.
Yeah, I have that. I've been paying it. I want to see what it's like, you know?
On the Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I think this guy gets bored.
Mm-hmm.
And he just does these things spontaneously, you know.
Yeah, he does. I
don't
get
that. Any meaning behind it. Or
yeah.
Logic. You know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the impression I get from him.
Wow.
Well, anyway, Inner Sight, Matt of Glad Monday. The number here is 213-816-1650. If you want to call in and talk about anything that you're mad about or glad about.
Oh, one thing I'm glad about is I didn't drown today. What I'm trying to talk about is we had sewer issues. That's all I am going to lead up to, because otherwise it stunk in this house.
Well, now what happened? The toilet backed up?
No, it was like we have a pipe that goes between the house and the actual sewer. So that pipe got clogged, a large pipe got absolutely clogged. We don't know if it backed up from the sewer or if it came
from
our house.
Yeah.
It got real badly clogged up. So they had to use an electric snake to open up the tube.
Oh, maybe
it's like,
the debris got in there and it froze.
It's a possibility, too, because it's really cold out.
That's probably what happened. You know, you got to keep that. You got to maintain and keep that pipe clean or open. You know?
Open is the best word for it, because we've had that problem for a long time now. And we're like, okay, we probably need a new toilet, or we need this, or we need that. Kept chalking it up to something other than what it really was. Then when it came around to it, and what it really was a big old clog, you know, and you're like, uh-oh.
Probably need a new pipe.
Yeah. My husband finished taking his shower, and as he's coming out of the bathroom this morning, he's like, oh, my God, I have my hands full here. So he literally had to shut the all the water in the basement, you know, in that bathroom. The one that's upstairs, we had a shot. I shut it immediately on the side of the toilet, and then I also shut it under the sink. I didn't want anything to back up anywhere else. It's enough that the shower is a special handicapped shower in my bathroom, and it has like these drains that just go straight into the feet of the sewer, so you're going to smell everything. And that's what happened this afternoon. It was nasty.
Well, you better have
really...
somebody check that pipe. It might be defective.
Yeah, it might be
broken.
You
may have to change it.
Yeah, they said it was a kind of old pipe.
Yeah.
So we have to go and get one, buy one, and they'll come back and fix it, I think. I'm not even sure. I hear bits and pieces of people whispering. Oh, they don't want me to get worried.
All these houses, you know, you got to...
Yeah.
Things wear out.
Oh, yeah.
You got to stay on top of them. And
this is very close to...
That's why you
got to
have a lot of money to operate a house.
Yeah. Well, thank God we all contribute to the house, and we all get from the house, so it's good.
But you never know what's going to happen next.
No, you don't.
In this crazy world.
You know, and the good thing is thank God I'm not, you know, I'm not like, oh, my God, this is really harming us in any way. And it wasn't even harming us. It's just a bad smell. You know, we have to clean up things, get the an insurance company. They have these special things that they come in and they clean the house for you. You know, which is good.
Well, if you have insurance.
Yeah, we do. We're paying for that, too.
All right. Inner Sight. Matt of Glad Monday. Around the world. And I think what makes me mad is in general, what makes me mad is all the millions of disabled people that have to deal with this system every day that is so old and archaic.
Yeah,
it is. You know, like that pipe.
Exactly.
That you had trouble with.
Oh, did I?
I mean, it's just waiting. All of these agencies and documents and all this stuff, just waiting to explode and get somebody.
Yeah. True.
That's the feeling I have. on this system. And the whole thing happens because the disabled person doesn't have supervision over the funding.
That's true.
That's there. That's supposed to be there to help you. That's the answer to the whole thing.
It is.
You know? So until we get that, we're always going to have this kind of situation.
Yeah. That's for sure.
And people have to deal with what I was talking with a friend today. Economy is supposed to be bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
People lose their job. Now, there's a big difference between a regular able-bodied person losing his or her job and a disabled person.
Oh, that's really hard to get back.
Losing their job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the able-bodied person can walk out and go down the block and whatever and pick
get
up
another
the,
one.
click on the new the job list or whatever.
Yeah.
And go and get another job.
Fill out the paperwork.
We can't
too.
Do that.
Oh, no.
Maybe we can click on the list. Maybe we can find out where the job is. But try and go and get it.
That's a hard one. Very hard. I know from experience.
That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference.
I like this phrase. They tell me all the time, you didn't tell me you were on a wheelchair. I said, did I have to? I didn't know. Really, I never knew I had to tell
them.
Well,
you didn't tell
me
you could walk.
There you go. There it is.
Yeah.
I said, I didn't think it was necessary. I figured you'd see me when I walked in, you know.
And as I've said many times before, the government counts these benefits that we get as income, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if
mm-hmm.
that's income, that indicates that we're working. And our work, most of us, I'd say 95% of us, our work is being an advocate.
That's
trying
right.
to change a system,
mm-hmm.
doing the government's job. That's a mad. We
it's
have to do
mad.
The government's job, all right? Just look
mm-hmm.
at the look at the one thing with the nursing homes, all right? What government agency is trying to get rid of nursing homes so people don't have to go in there and suffer?
Not one.
Not a one.
Not a one.
But there are individuals
mm-hmm.
who are trying to do little things to, you know. Then there's inner sight. You know. Then there's ADAPT in their own way, which I don't think they've made much progress. Yeah.
But they do the best like we do, you know. We both
everybody has their own idea.
That's it.
You know?
I think that if it's going to affect somebody who has a sight issue and somebody who doesn't have a sight issue, they should be treated equally, and everything should be taken care of in my eyes, you know?
Yeah, well, the government left us out.
Like always.
No. We're not treated equal.
No.
And on top of it, you know, they made all these rules and regulations, which makes it worse.
Mhm. Sure does.
Because then you got to be careful that You don't lose any what little you've got.
That's right.
It's
happened
rules.
To me. Too many rules. It's the most frustrating thing you have to deal with as a disabled
not
person.
Not so much too many rules. Rules that don't make sense.
That's true, too.
That's how I look at it. Rules
really
that are in the way of people living.
Yes. That's true.
Yeah. So, this is what you're up against.
Oh, yeah.
When you're disabled and you're trying to do your job, that we inherited from the government.
That's true.
We have actually inherited a job from the government to try to make things equal. You realize that?
Oh, I still realize it every day.
Sure.
And I want to, you get to count all your blessings, but that's not a blessing. That's more like something that's going to be taking you down if you don't be careful, you know?
Well, I'm not saying you shouldn't count your blessings, but, you know, it's not a blessing when the government is making rules to try to remove what little you get.
That's true, too.
That's not a blessing.
No, that's more like something that, you know, you don't want to happen. You're ready to, you know, in a moment's notice, you know, fight the issue. That's what it boils down to. Who can
fight? And then when you go to the
fight.
Politicians and talk about these things, mm-hmm. and they completely ignore you or lie to you, that's even worse.
It is even worse.
Because it shows you that they don't give a damn.
It's the truth. They really don't. Give a hoot.
You want the proof of what we're saying? Call your congressman. Call your legislator. Tell him or her. Over 30 million people in this country don't want nursing homes. Why do you have them?
Exactly.
See how far you get.
They'll hang up on the phone.
We know, because we've been there. We've done that.
Yes.
All right. Nobody can say to us, well, have you gone to the politician yet? Damn ass right we have.
We have already. Many times. And they just
they
go, this is going to be
a
political
damn thing.
Suicide. I like that statement, Frank. You know?
And the latest tragedy of that is
Milton.
Poor Milton.
Yeah.
Where we try to warn the congressman that these schools are not regulated, they're not licensed, you know, and they're leaving themselves open to tragedy, you know. Of course, we didn't know at the time what that tragedy was. And then look what happened. And they still won't do a damn thing, even after the fact. I called, what did I call the other, a couple of weeks ago, what's his name? Zeldin, the guy who ran for governor. Didn't even get a return phone call.
Yep.
You know? That's the second congressman that we've approached.
Mm-hmm.
On this ADA thing to try to amend it to license these schools, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it. You see, now we're asked to do the government's job under impossible odds and
circumstances.
Because we're not circumstances, because we're not getting the response from the people that are supposed to be responsible in helping you change these things. They don't even freaking ass try to change it. So there you have it. It's a horrible situation, man. And you wonder why we fight and argue when they want to take what little we've got away from us. I mean, this would never happen to the able-bodied sector.
That's true.
It couldn't. Mm-hmm. It only happens to us.
That's true.
You know, the way the system is constructed and the way it operates, it could never happen to the able-bodied sector, only to someone who's disabled.
That's true.
So we got our work cut out for us. And we need all the help we can get. 213-816-1650. The show is Mad or Glad Monday. If you want to sound off mm-hmm. about what you're mad about or glad about. Let's see. Tomorrow night is open mic.
Yeah, definitely.
Similar to this show, but you can pick your own subject.
Yeah, this is
Wednesday night is the nurse.
Sorry.
What?
No, I just said this show is more like you're mad and glad about a circumstance, one individual circumstance. But you could say it as many times as you want if you're really angry, you know?
Yeah, 8:30 New York, mad or glad. Wednesday mm-hmm. night is the nursing home show. And we'll talk about that Social Security increase.
Yeah, see how it...
Where is it going to be applied to the millions of people in nursing homes in this country? I want to talk about that Wednesday night. We've contacted several different lawyers. Well, one or two of them contacted us. And you can't get a straight answer. We'll continue to try to get a straight answer.
Yeah, which will be good.
Thursday night, I don't know, we may have a guest or a different subject. Excuse me. Friday is the funniest. Goof around on Friday. And have some fun.
Yeah.
All right, InnerSight, anybody would like to be on the show, drop us an email, InnerSight@pmpmail.com without attachments. I want to thank my new friend, Alicia, who is with the largest housing program on Long Island, for her email.
Wow.
And for trying to look into the fact that they raised my rent and may have done so illegally.
Really?
Just looking into it.
Wow.
Supposed to get a call on that tomorrow, in fact.
Well, that's good. At least so you'll...
find out about that.
Yeah.
And she's disabled, and she also has a disabled daughter, and... a big dog lover.
Oh, that's cool.
So thank you,
Alicia,
for your email.
Yeah.
All right, InnerSight. And she also said she would check with her boss to see if they're allowed to join us in our news conference in March, which we're planning on turning the nursing homes into accessible housing.
Everybody loves the idea, but they want to know how we're going to do it, and we explain. And they're like, oh, that sounds good, but I doubt the Congress or whatever is going to do it for you. I'm like, okay, we'll see what happens when each of us goes for a speech in front of Congress, which I hope they give us, you know.
Well, you have to pass a law.
Definitely.
You got to get a congressman to...
agree to do it.
Pass to present a law.
That's it.
That's the hardest part.
I know.
You know.
One time one congressman said to me, you know, this is going to be political suicide. How is it going to be political suicide when you haven't even begun to help us or even gotten into the nitty-gritty about helping us, you know? Makes me
want to scream
sometimes. It is a cop-out.
Political suicide is when nobody wants something.
That's right.
This is entirely different. See, that's why you got to get that petition going.
Yeah, I'm not going to stay with that other petition company if they don't help me. It's like they seem like they're helping members. They have a membership there, and they're helping members. I don't know. I didn't see them do that, but all I know is that we're not part of the membership.
Well, how do you become a member?
You, of course, have to pay. I don't know how much it is.
Pay what?
I just...
How do you pay somebody when they won't even answer you?
That's it. That's what I want to know.
I'm not going to put
do
my
that
card
when they don't
up
give
there
a...
when they won't even answer me.
Yeah, they won't even answer me either, so don't feel bad.
First of all, I won't use the inner side card. I would get a card.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I don't even know
like
how much...
Like we talked about.
How much you got to pay?
I don't know either. I have to find out. I just saw it today. I was fooling around in the, you know, not the archives, but with other stuff, and I was playing around, and I found that you have, like, a small membership you could, you know, do. But I don't know the price yet. I would ask.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, and Matt or Glad Monday. Anything you want to sound off about on the Inner Sight phone line?
I don't like a particular pipe that broke, that didn't work right, was clogged.
Oh, we're back to the pipe again.
Yeah, back to the pipe again. I think it had gremlins in it or something. All I know is it was the sewer pipe that sort of backed up into our house. Quite nice today.
Well,
not.
You gotta make sure that doesn't happen again.
No, yeah, maybe the pipe was frozen. I don't know. We were thinking about that.
Could be.
See, but there was no pipe directly that would warm that up in any way. Only if you just run something down in the basement. You know, maybe that would help. You know, maybe something broke somewhere. You know?
Well, you have to talk to a plumber and see what how that can be
remedied.
Protected.
Oh,
yeah. Gotta be a way. They have pipe covers, I know.
Oh, from the outside?
Huh?
Is it going, the pipe cover from your house to the sewer, or is the pipe cover, where does it go?
Well, you have to see, talk to the plumber.
Yeah.
Ask him how that would work, or
maybe
there's certain material that
you could use
that don't freeze over, you know. Or,
yeah, which is good. It just started cold and boom, it went into not working. But that's not the only time it hasn't worked. So I mean, we're just getting to the point that it needed some help, to say the least. You know about it.
Yeah. You know, you hear in the news about all these big investors, billions of dollars on these companies.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of them have been doing fraudulent things to the public, you know, taking people's money and misusing it and
all of that.
You know, you got like this latest guy, what the hell is his name?
Musk? Elon
who?
Musk?
No.
Elon
no.
Musk?
No. The other guy, the one who got caught with the coins.
Oh, Bitcoin guy. Yeah. I forgot his name, but I call him the Bitcoin guy.
What the hell? I can't think of his name right now. But he took billions of dollars in investment.
Wow.
From people. And now the whole damn thing has collapsed.
Yeah.
And the government is after him, you know. I mean, these people.
We have
somebody
waiting. Yeah, definitely.
To do that, I mean, to have all that money and to not be satisfied, you know.
Some of them are just bored.
To me, it's like the great big celebrity.
Yeah.
Who has everything. You know,
yeah, they're not satisfied.
Millions, billions of dollars, and have to take drugs.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
I recently heard a Luther Vandross story.
Oh, really?
Luther used to play with Stevie years ago.
Yeah, I remember.
And I ran into a guy who played in with Stevie a couple of times, you know, in the band, a musician, you know.
Yeah.
And this one show that they did, I forget, it might have been in L.A., I don't know. And this guy, this drummer guy is standing backstage, you know, waiting for the show to start.
Mm-hmm.
And Luther comes running in, all dressed in white, perspiring, you know. And the backstage is full of all gourmet food and, you know, all kinds of delicious things.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Luther says, I don't want none of that. He says, all I want is some Kentucky fried chicken and a bag of Coke.
No.
And he hands this guy, I forget the musician's name. He hands him a big wad of money. He says, here, go out and get me that. You know.
Yeah.
Now, why would a guy of his talent, Luther was a very talented guy.
Yeah, he was.
Why would he waste his life like that?
Because they want to be anesthetized.
Yeah.
I have a feeling they want to be anesthetized from the fame.
What do you mean anesthetized?
Meaning they can't handle going out on the stage, you know, and all of that stuff. Something about it, you know, really must bother them.
Well, that's weird. And what the hell are you doing playing music?
Yeah. I think it relaxes some people. I think it relaxes some people or gives them energy. I don't know. To me, it's a waste. I mean, it's too much.
Yeah, but that's not a real energy.
Yeah, you'll crash later. Yep.
That's a phony energy.
Yes, it is. Energy, real energy to me, comes after you get the chiropractic adjustment or the, you know, go to Nan Lu, who's
I mean,
the
you
city.
Don't love what you do. Damn,
no, I love what I do. I also love.
No, I'm talking about the guy, the people who take all those drugs and all that.
I just think that the fame is, it gets to them, you know.
I don't know.
Or they
maybe
just
they're
to,
just afraid that they won't fit in with the rest of the people.
True. Or they're just
they
addicted.
Might be different.
You could go back
what?
To addiction. You could go back to addiction. They're just addicted, and they eat it.
Well, that's what happened after a while. Of course, they're addicted.
Yeah.
But they don't start out that way.
No, they don't. They start out that only curious. That's how they start out. And then you get a stupid person who puts you on methadone and you're not addicted to anything. And the methadone makes you feel like you want to vomit. And these poor people, you know, feel like they want to vomit. They don't have any privacy. So it's hard on them, you know. That's why.
Well, that methadone's horrible.
Oh, it's even worse than the real drug. I was, what was I on that I didn't want to take anymore? And I just did the opiates. I just stopped taking the opiates. He goes, but you need it for pain. right? I'm like, I don't need it that bad. I could go straight to medical marijuana, thank you. And it worked better than the opiate. So, I mean, they say you can't really overdose on marijuana, but I could see it happening on with people.
No, you could overdose on anything.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If you're not careful, you don't know what you're doing.
That's true, too.
All right, Inner Sight. Anyway, that's my Luther Vandross story.
Yeah, I didn't meet him, but I've heard a lot of stories, you know, different stories. Now I hear another today.
I just felt bad for the guy, you know, but...
Nah.
People sometimes make themselves worse.
Oh, yeah.
Inner Sight, Man of Glad, 213-816-1650. If you want to call in. Anybody on the line?
Last time I looked, no, but I could look again now.
Yeah, and then get the Able News ready.
Yeah, we have somebody that I don't recognize the number. Would you like to...
Well, let's run the Able News first.
Okay. All right.
845 New York.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two managers, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad. You say we have a caller?
Yes, we do. Hold on. And they're still there. Let's bring them in.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, that's
all right.
Katarina.
You know what you feel, right?
Yeah, I know. Don't recognize her number yet. Hey, Catherine.
Hey.
How you doing?
All right.
All right. Doing well.
That's Pearl's mommy.
That's right.
Yeah, Pearl mommy. She got a daddy, too.
Daddy
cool.
Too, Richard.
Yeah, Richard and Daddy.
Hey, how y'all doing?
That's right.
He said, how y'all doing?
Okay.
Yeah,
hey,
Richard.
How y'all doing?
Yeah, how's everything?
Yeah.
Doing well.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You guys,
you know, somebody told me today, I don't know if you guys heard of this, but somebody told me something today with to me, it was strange, you know, that dogs are getting the flu. You
the dogs are getting the flu.
I didn't
all
hear
right.
a thing about it. Just
somebody
on the news, I mean.
Yeah,
that would be cross species. That's going to be hard to go.
Yeah, they say the dogs can get COVID and the flu and all. The dogs get sick, too.
Yeah, but they didn't find COVID, which was good.
Did you hear that, too, that a dog can get the virus, COVID?
Yes, I've been heard that. Yeah, they said pets can get it, too.
Well, if you have a person constantly coughing on them, I don't know if it actually mutated to do, you know, a dog. It has to mutate.
They said pets can get it.
I don't know. I'm gonna try to find out about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing.
They can get it from human beings. Somebody keep coughing, like you said, coughing and all that on them and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, how's Pearl?
She's doing. Bye bye.
being bad. Tell her she's not going to get any.
Yeah, she be bad sometimes. She be bad sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a puppy. She wants to play a lot.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you get the puppy from?
He got it from the Mexican dude.
Wow,
all right.
So it was a rescue. Almost a rescue.
She was the first one they gave away.
Oh, the puppies?
Yeah, she was the first one.
Oh, nice. The one who came out first, or?
I don't know, but she was the first one they gave away.
That was cool. Do you know what kind of puppy she is?
She's like with German Shepherd and her.
Oh, and a husky. Okay.
Uh-huh, she mixed with both of them, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
So she's going to be a pretty big girl.
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah. She already growing up now, but she's still growing.
Yeah.
Them ears sticking up now.
Oh, they are now? That's cool.
Uh-huh, like a German Shepherd. I think she got those German Shepherd ears.
Oh, that's nice. So it goes a lot, usually, I think.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she going to be a big dog, ain't she, babe?
Oh, yeah.
She going to be big.
Yeah, if you look at the poor, they say this. If you look at the poor doesn't grow too much. But if the poor's are big, you know, then you could know that that dog's going to be bigger. Usually that's what they look at.
Oh, yeah. But those damn things, those nails are here. Shot is on no what, though. Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Well, you got to walk her on the pavement more, and it cuts down on the nails.
Yeah, very much
so. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's how they
What you doing with your baby? What you doing with your dog nails? Her nails and stuff.
Real long?
Frank.
Well, she walks a lot. Keeps them trim,
uh-huh.
though. And every once in a while, I take her to the
groomer?
To the vet, and they'll clip them, you know.
Oh, the vet.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's good.
But walking is the thing.
Yeah, it helps on the pavement. I know one of my girl dogs years ago, she would, you know, walk. And, you know, she one time started crying for, you know, really loud. And then we realized what it was. Her paws were sensitive after the grooming. And because they went in between and got the hair out in her paw area, she was very much in pain. I had to lift her up and carry her to the car, because if I didn't do that, the pavement was too hot for her, because they had.
Look, they shouldn't trim that fur. That's to protect the padding of the paw of the dog.
No, she had on 1 foot only. She had a real large knot on the inside of the toe area. I don't know how she got that, but it happens, I suppose.
Well, you gotta brush them, a little brush.
Yeah, we have brushes, yeah. A lot of brushes. We do that all the time. But her hair is curly, very curly. So that's the problem, mostly.
Yeah, that's because you gotta brush the dog every day. You really should.
I do it like every other day. It's not that bad.
Otherwise it builds up, you know.
It does build up, yes.
Hey, Katarina, you're gonna make that dog a service dog or what?
Oh, yeah, she is. She's going to be, so, yeah.
Who's she going to be a service dog for?
For me and him.
For the both of you?
Oh, I told him mixed with German Shepherd and that. I told German Shepherd a husband.
Yeah, but I mean, you're gonna both use her as a service dog.
That's what I was.
Uh huh. Yeah.
It's gonna be kind of confusing to the dog.
It is.
Well, she's gonna be kind of confused. I think they got a hold of me.
Yes, they agree.
Oh, you say it's gonna be she gonna be kind of confused.
A little bit,
yeah,
because she won't know who to push, you know, to say, oh, who's my boss at that point, you know?
Oh. Huh?
I mean, who do I help, him or her?
I mean, she watched both of us, don't
she? Oh, she's good. She's a good guard dog. She know to watch both of us. She, when we go out, she won't leave without both of us together. She, if one
oh,
is in
nice.
The front, she always look back. And then she turn around, and we're going across the street. She makes sure both of us together. She's doing her thing.
That's
well,
good.
Sure, she's going to watch both of you, but that's a lot different than being a service dog.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
A service dog means what does the dog do for you? How does the dog help you? You know, there's different kinds. Well, first of all,
say
there's guide dogs. Then there's psychiatric
you
service
said, what
dogs.
Do?
He's mentioning it. Hold on.
What'd you say?
What'd you say now? Repeat it again, Frank.
I said there's different types of service dogs. There's a guide dog
right.
and the person's blind. Then there's a psychiatric service dog.
Mm-hmm.
Which helps somebody to feel good about themselves and comforts them and, you know, can put their paws up
mm-hmm.
on them and all that.
Yeah.
You know? Then there's like a companion dog, which is different.
Yeah.
Than a service dog. Then the other kind is a dog that helps somebody who's in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Can pick things up for you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out for you. You know,
she's more like a companion.
Kind of,
yeah.
She's more like a she's more like a companion.
Mm-hmm. Probably. She probably even could go into a lot of, you know, these people's houses or even, unfortunately, into the nursing homes to make the people in the nursing homes more relaxed and stuff like that. But I sure hope that it's not there to keep them there. You know what I'm saying? I was sort of hoping that it would encourage people to be more productive in their physical therapy and get out, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you want her to be a service dog, you know, she's got to be certified.
Yeah, definitely.
That she does a specific thing. You know?
Yes.
And if she's certified
yeah, we understand.
For one person,
go ahead.
You know, and she can't be certified for another person because it doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. We understand.
So you know,
that's why
to think about.
I told her that
I mean, she doesn't have to be
certified for her.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, listen, guys, we got to get out of here.
Yeah, we do.
But,
really nice talking to you.
In the site, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Okay.
Have a good one. Hey,
okay? Frank.
Yeah.
Oh, Frank.
Yeah.
When we get a chance, we're going to call you. I'm going to call your phone number. We're going to call you at the house.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right,
in the site. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Be with you tomorrow night on the open mic, Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.